It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Blonde hair and blue eyes is rare, so it's considered a treasure of the human race.
Let me start that one again.
Yeah.
Blonde hair and blue eyes is rare, so it's considered a treasure of the human race. It's what World War II was about. Why do you think the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor? Jealous.
Jealousy.
Jealous.
Ann Wilson.
Hearts.
On the radio.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Here's our phone number on Boston One Friday. 877-365-3636. You can send along an AOL instant message to Mike O'WJFK or an email to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. Some people weighing in on the instant messages to Buzz Burbank.
Mike, some people are forgiving and some aren't. We've heard from an office building in Boston where everybody hung around until the sixth inning, and then they all gave up and went home. You're not alone. But someone else writes, Mike, the Red Sox played their hearts out last night for one man, Mike O'Mara. And was he there for them? No.
Okay.
Can they ever trust him again?
No, they can't. First in my life of rooting for the Red Sox where I've missed something like this.
I mean,
it wasn't work-related where I couldn't see it. I mean, I was sitting there. I had, you know, look, was I a little sleepy? Was I? Yeah, am I being hard on myself? Absolutely.
You needed your rest, Mike, and you look great.
Let's go to Chris in the great state of Maine. Chris, how are you?
Chris?
Chris, can you hear me?
Hello, Chris.
This sounds like a Monday.
It sounds like maybe the engineers should not have effed with the phone system 20 minutes before the show.
You think there was monkeying? Like, was there monkeying going on?
I'm not sure. I'm going to put old Chris on hold again. Let's see. This is a caller without a name. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Oui, hello. Est-ce que parlez français?
Parlez-vous français?
Oui, oui.
Oui, un peu.
Yes, voilà. Yes.
J'entends de la musique en même temps.
J'étais Miguel.
OK. Est-ce que je pourrais parler à Micheline Leblanc au compte payable?
How do you say what's your name in France?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Moi?
Is that comment t'appelles-tu?
Oui. Yeah, it is. Oui. Or you could, if you want to be more formal... Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous? Rob's the only one that took Spanish in school.
French.
French. Comment va ça bleu? Comment va ça fleur? Qui frappe? I think that means who farted.
Welcome to the ugly America.
All right, thank you very much.
Je peux parler à Micheline Leblanc chez vous.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Non.
No. Okay.
Il faut que je parle.
Bonsoir.
Allô.
Bonsoir. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jerry from Maine.
Joey from Maine. How are you, Joey?
Jerry.
Jelly, I think.
Jelly from Maine?
No, Joey. I grew up in Boston.
What is your first... Dude, what is your first... Is it Joey?
No, it's Jerry. Like Jerry.
Jerry. Phone. All right. The phones are total S. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Joey.
Good. Hey, I grew up in Boston, Mike, and I actually worked at Fenway Park. Especially during 1967, and I'll tell you right now, you don't need any punishment.
Oh, boy, it hurts, though. Have you ever, now, in all your years of rooting there, and you're an older Red Sox fan, if you were back there during the series with St. Louis in 1967, have you ever missed one, a big one, where you just, you know, you screwed up and you could have seen the game, but you didn't see it?
I have to say no, Mike.
Oh, see, I knew it. Thank you, Jerry.
But it all works out.
Thank you very much for the call.
It all evens out, Mike, because he might have not missed one, but he talks real funny.
Yeah, Fenway Pack.
Fenway Pack.
I was at Fenway Pack. Yeah, sixth inning. Starica. Yeah, we left the pack. No problem at all. Hey, I want to remind everybody, it is our first annual Boo Bash.
Ooh.
Friday Jesus Christ. Friday night, I need a beer.
Yeah, I'm surprised we went this long.
Yeah, one of the Marcos, and now we have a new Marco. Can you believe we have two interns named
you
Marco?
You never
on the
have
show?
Enough Marcos.
I love this new Marco kid.
I think we inherited this Marco from the Big O and Duke show, didn't we?
Oh, At least he was a cast off?
I have no idea. Beth Ann never explains when she steals an intern from the other show.
We adopt
She
them.
never explains
I know
that.
He's with a fine institute of higher learning.
First annual Boo Bash Friday night, October 31st, 9 to 1 at Fast Eddie's in Centerville. Everybody's going to be there. From our radio station here. We'll have two levels of downstairs fun and upstairs fun, the Horror Hottie Dungeon, with the Buzz Babes, who will be joining us just a little bit later on today. Mm-hmm. Prizes for the sexiest costume. Thank you, Marco.
Thank you, Marco.
Marco, step up to the microphone, please.
Mine's on its way, is that correct?
You didn't ask.
I did.
When?
I put in my order during the last break.
Well, how?
By speaking with Beth Ann, who then orders the interns about.
Okay.
You dealt with middle management. There's your problem.
Guarantee way of getting your cocktail is to actually demand it on the air. That's the best way to have it. Mr. Burbank needs a drink. Marco.
Yeah.
Did we inherit you from the Big O and Duke show?
Yes.
So you were, did we steal you from the
Big O? No, I'm actually still interning for them Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. You're interning for them on Tuesdays and Thursdays and for us on Wednesdays and Fridays?
Just Friday.
Just Friday.
Fridays only.
Where do you hail from, Marco?
I hail from Annandale, Virginia.
Annandale.
Home of the Adams.
Home of Annandale Adams.
That's the Annandale correct. Adams. That excites you for some reason, Rob?
Just trying to play along.
That excites me.
He just knew about it.
And where do you go to college?
I'm currently attending Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Another one of our... Another
CSB.
Very good.
Internet.
Thank you.
Not affiliated.
On the internet. Thank you, Marco. CBS. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
Thank you. Dirty Martini. Thank you.
Thank you. Buzz.
Thank you.
But they're not interns. They're waiters.
He's a good boy, this new Marco.
All right. So anyway, come to our Boo Bash. It's October 31st, 9 to 1.
Is Marco invited?
No, he's not. Fest Eddie's in Centerville. The whole station will be there. I don't like when we steal the interns from the other show. Why can't we go out and get our own interns?
We're not stealing. We're sharing.
Or do we just take them off their hands? That's what I wonder.
I think you might be right.
I don't know.
Get there early. The place will be packed. Listen, starting Monday afternoon, this coming Monday, to win your RIP passes that will get you right in. Details at WJFK.com for the first annual Boo Bash. Couldn't be more excited about that. Before we get Buzz on here, let me just go to John in Vermont. John, let me have it. Go ahead.
No, no worries, man. You know why they won?
Why did I?
It's because you didn't watch.
So you think I shouldn't watch for the rest of the series?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Now, you are really, of all the callers we got, you're definitely laying the worst guilt trip on me.
He sounds really...
No. It's not a guilt trip. It's what I do.
I'm inclined to believe you. Rob's right. I mean, the two games they've won, I have not really been sitting there watching.
I'm not a conspiracy guy, but that's...
But wait a minute. I did watch the beginning of the game.
But you didn't watch the end of it.
In both cases.
Yeah. All right. I'll think about it.
Maybe you have to watch the beginnings, but you're not allowed to watch the end.
Well, I'll be able to do that because I'm going to the hockey game Saturday night. So
perfect.
It's a 4:30 game.
All right. Good.
We'll figure it out. Let's bring him in right now. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. The Dow is down at this point 73 points as we approach the closing bell on this Friday.
What a weird day. This day was an absolute... total screw job for investors. I really feel for people that, you know, have hung in there and they're trying to figure out whether there's a bottom on this thing. It has been, once again, all over the place. And really this week, if you look at the past few days, this week basically just sucked. And then it was kind of fluctuating, right?
It did. I would say a break-even week at best this week.
73 is not bad, though.
Mm-hmm.
How about
Could have been worse. Could have been 730, which is what we were getting used
to. We've seen that.
8-7 is not bad.
Bottom of the seventh's not bad.
Final score.
10 hours of sleep, not bad.
No, oh, boy, I tell you, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Because now I can ruin myself again.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, fantastic. What else is happening in the news, Buzz Burbank?
Well, we have sex news for a Friday. Good news for women who want smart children. A new study says smart guys have the best swimmers. The University of New Mexico tested thousands of guys and found that the smarter the guy, the... higher the healthy sperm count.
Let's do an informal poll, shall we? Rob, you have any kids?
Got two.
Okay, got any questions for me?
How many kids do you have?
Let me see. One, two.
Ah, that's pretty good.
Go ahead. No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
It's funny when it says, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Buzz, how many do you have?
A dozen.
No kidding.
Liar! Liar, liar, liar!
Anthropologists say this means that intelligence is a subliminal cue for women to choose a guy who can produce healthy offspring.
Like Einstein.
The lower the IQ, the lower the healthy sperm count.
Like Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm.
Like who's the scientist who's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Einstein, shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Al.
Let's go to the phones again. Buzz, what I'm doing here is really kind of testing these.
I understand, rightly so.
And they don't sound right to me. Jay in Carson City, you're on the air. Hello,
hi-o.
Jay.
Hi, Mike. Hey, I want to say that it's not a bad thing that you missed the game, because when I was watching about the top of the seventh when everybody else was leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not the only one.
Yeah, I know.
Being a miserable Orioles fan, well, sorry, but it's not a bad thing that, you know, you turned it off and all that.
It is, Jay, it is. I'm hanging up on you. It's a bad thing. It's a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. It's a horrible thing. I think the phones sound okay right now.
Sound pretty good.
Jeff in Sacramento. Let me see how they sound. Hello, Jeff.
Here we go. It could have been worse, Mike. You could be an Angels fan.
Oh, I feel for Angel fans. I really do. I seriously do. That's a tragedy. They were supposed to go all the way, and they looked like hell against the Red Sox.
Yeah, exactly. It's the curse.
No, not everybody wants a curse, and there are only a few real ones.
It's the Gene Autry curse.
That's Happy Trails.
He was the one who owned them, right?
Yeah, and he was also Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Exactly. And here comes Santa Claus. And
here comes Santa Claus.
And a singing cowboy. Mm-hmm. A virgin turns down $1 million out-of-this-world sex. But it's not what you think.
The airline?
Virgin Airlines, rejecting a $1 million offer to allow the shooting of a sex scene on its new spacecraft for rich tourists.
You know why I got that?
Why'd
you get that? I got 10 hours of sleep last night.
That's right, you're sharp as a tack.
I still don't understand it.
I'm on my game. So they're going to shoot a sex scene on Virgin Airlines?
A website, a sex website, which will go nameless because Virgin doesn't want to say what company or what website it was.
MikeOMara.com.
Offered Virgin $1 million to let this company shoot on video a weightlessness sex scene on the new Virgin tourist spacecraft.
Oh, okay.
Virgin plans to open its Galactic Space Center in California in 2 years.
Wait, I'm confused now.
All right.
So is this the weightlessness where they take the plane up and then you experience weightlessness?
No, I haven't. It's been in all the papers. Virgin has a spacecraft. Now, it's suborbital. It doesn't go as high as, say, NASA.
But they haven't, taken people up in it yet, have they?
Not yet, but they're going to in 2 years. In 2010, they'll be taking tourists up where it's dark and starry.
So they're going to do that, and this is a website, a sex website?
Approached Virgin and said, we want to go along. We'll pay the money plus $1 million if you let us shoot a sex scene up
there. Gotcha. Okay, now I understand.
Virgin said no. Mm-hmm. They will be charging $200,000 a person for that two-hour suborbital flight for tourists. An adult website did offer them $1 million for the zero-gravity sex scene. Virgin said no, as virgins are wont to do.
That $1 million made me think that would buy them a lot of gas, because that's making airfare goes up.
Right.
And you know what I saw on the way in today?
What?
Gas at the Exxon near my house.
Giving it away?
$2.97.
Yeah, wow. At Manassas also.
I could not believe it.
I'm sorry.
I was living in a devil town.
You saw it under $3 there. $200,000 mm-hmm. to go up into orbit, but really not into orbit?
Yeah, I think Chad overpaid.
Don't you think that's kind of like really a glorified amusement park ride?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's $200,000.
But they're the only game in town if you want to be weightless.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but can't you get the same effect by going up in those planes when they give you zero G's?
If somebody puts me on a flaming candle and it puts me up there where it's dark and starry and there's no gravity, I'm going to feel like I've been in space.
I would like to see a video come back and see exactly what it's all about. It just seems to me that, how long are they going to be up there? Do they do 2 hours. Oh, 2 hours.
A two-hour tour.
You want 2 hours of dark and starry, get in my pants.
Pants. Guess what's in Rob's pants? All right.
In a cost-cutting move in this economy, Playboy says it's getting out of the DVD business.
Yeah, Mike.
Good. Playboy revenue is down 14% more.
Good. Get out of the business. And stop with your softcore crap. Yeah. You know what? But Playboy Channel.
Yeah.
Playboy Channel, not softcore anymore. Playboy Channel, the middle of the day now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can turn on the Playboy Channel. I don't know how I found this out.
Just by accident?
But you actually, I decided I got tired of, paying the $15.95 when I want to watch stuff.
Sure, right. Sure.
And, but it is, though, noon. Mm-hmm. It had to be a weekday.
High noon.
I saw, I saw the guy,
Really?
And it was really, you saw him and everything, but you don't see the whole thing, if you know what I mean.
I see.
He doesn't come across the finish line.
Gotcha.
Okay. I think there's levels.
Yes, there are
And
levels.
There's the level that's the Cinemax level where you see a lot of eyes and forehead.
Right.
And then there's another level, and then there's yet a third level where you're at the end of the race.
But there's never see, I think, on TV... The level that you like by getting pay-per-view,
right.
You never see the ultimate level that you would get if you went out and bought a DVD. You don't see
not even
everything.
The $15.95.
No,
really,
no,
really?
No, they won't show.
I thought you did.
You know what they won't show?
What?
They won't show that.
Well,
they won't. No,
sure.
They,
yeah,
really?
I guess,
no, I'm sure, but that's
part, what you mean.
But that's huge,
right.
in regular DVD sales.
It has its own niche audience.
Of course it does, but you don't see any of that. But they will
not
show,
even implied.
Yeah, probably implied, but mm-hmm. they won't show the real stuff.
Right.
You get.
Right.
I have never seen that on the DirecTV package ever in my life.
How about on Nicktoons?
Shut up, Rob.
Playboy says it'll save $12 million a year by sticking to online videos. And Cleveland is vying to host the Gay Games in 2014. The Olympic-style event traditionally attracts 11,000 athletes and thousands of athletic supporters. The Gay Games. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. How the Bee Gees can save your life. Next hour in the Hollywood Buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, do you like tornadoes?
I do.
Love them. Are they exciting?
They
yes.
are.
Well, you know, there are people that chase them. We are going to talk to Reed Timmer from Discovery's new show, Storm Chasers, a show that looks absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And he's a meteorologist, too, so we'll ask him all sorts of weather-related questions.
Good.
Reed Timmer, Storm Chaser. He'll be joining us when we come back right after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.